Yesterday, we were hearing about the incidents happen. All Brajavasis, from far distance, they remark that Krishna is within the Kalyas coil and his activity is just like motionless, feeling helpless. By this way, they are in confusion, they don't know what to do, what not to do, how it happened, whether Kaliya forcefully took away Krishna to inside the lake or Krishna knowingly just entered to Kaliya's lake. Within that confusion, then Sukadeva Goswami, they are within that confusion, and Sukadeva Goswami describing the mood of gopis, mood of elder gopis, younger gopis, and Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Like yesterday we are hearing how Nanda Maharaj, he had such affection for Krishna. Yes. Like if you have affection for your body, you can give up, you can do anything for this body. Like someone is killing to someone, murdering someone. Why is murdering? He's so attached to his body. He thinks this person may be create problem for my body. Always we are linked with our bodily attachments. We are active, our activities are like we can say our base is with our body. Our identity is with our bodies. That is the real problems. And those are eternal associates, those are liberated souls, those are achieve something in spiritual life, they are neglecting this body. Neglecting means they are using this body for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna. They are not so bodily attached. Nanda Maharaj, he was thinking, what is the value of this life? Let's enter to Kaliya's lake. And I have to see whether I can help Krishna or not. Or without Krishna, it is too difficult to maintain this life. Narottama Thakur mentioned some things. And all acharyas, actually, their vision, their mood, their mission is like that. Without Krishna, life is useless. It is not for common person or common people. It is only for devotees. Without Krishna, it is like living. As I said, living dead condition. Although you are living, you are dying. Every moment, without Krishna consciousness, without Krishna's thought. What is the value of this life? What is the value of this body? Body, mind, senses, always pull you towards material objects, towards poisons. Material objects means material enjoyment is poison. So always we are drinking poisons, and our senses is always like over our senses, like poisonous effect is there. Always poisonous effect. Material development, always material consideration is coming. Always you can see material considerations. Long association with spiritual material objects, always poisonous effect. This is the poisonous effect. You see Tulsi. So transcendental, none difference from Krishna, but pleasure is not coming. Blissfulness is coming. Seeing the treaties, seeing the Vaishnavas, you don't feel something different, something like some feelings. Blissfulness is not coming. When you see some, like a person is attached to her body, oh my son, my daughter, my own man. Everything is happening, like it's connected with the body, and due to this poisonous effect over the senses, we are forbidden. We have no taste for enjoyment of spiritual things. But those are Brajavasis, those are associates, those are eternal associates of Krishna, pure devotees. They have no other taste than Krishna consciousness. Life means Krishna consciousness. Bas. You want to achieve some test? So relishment, that is with Krishna, and that is with Krishna consciousness. Eating, sleeping, mating, depending, you can arrange your arrangement, you can make nice arrangement, perfect arrangement, but still you can't get something in this life. This is our teaching. So therefore our main focus, how to develop love towards Krishna, then we can solve our all problems, especially bodily problems, mind problems, attachment. And therefore Bhagavatam repeatedly describing, especially 10th canto, repeatedly describing the love and affections of Vrajavasis towards Krishna. When Nanda Maharaj, he was thinking, it is better to die, or better I will try my best to save Krishna, because he is within the Kaliya's coil. But Balaram, Srila Prabhupada mentioning this for quote, Srila Sanatana Goswami explained that Lord Balaram checked some of the coward men by speaking to them, other by physical holding them, and still other by casting upon them his potent smiling glance. Yes, in three ways Balaram wants to save the Brajavasis. Because all Brajavasis, not Brajavasis, like, how can you say, like coward, elder coward, gopas, or elder gopas with Nanda Maharaj, they already decided, let's enter into the Kaliya lake. For Krishna, a devotee, actually, a lover of Krishna, for Krishna's sake, he can do everything. Everything. He can take the happy risk in his life. You don't think Krishna is very easy. Krishna is not easy. Easily you cannot find Krishna. Little difficult. You have to, knowingly, you have to take a difficult task in your life. Difficult task. Knowingly. What is that difficult task? To give up this body's pleasure and take some happy responsibility for Krishna. Gurudev used to say, how can you get mercy? More you take responsibilities for Guru and Krishna, more you can get mercy. Easy going persons, they cannot achieve anything. Yeah, life is not easy. And when you want to achieve something spiritually, how you think it is very easy? It is not easy. You will just check prasadam, you just start 6 rounds, okay, I'm fine, I can get Krishna, no? Forget this idea. Forget this idea. You have to take some risky in your life. Those are earning money, those are sending their children to the schools, you can see. For higher educations, they are taking risky. For day and night, they are doing some job. How to earn money? I have to set up my standard, material standard within this material world. They are trying their best. Life is not easy. And easily you cannot achieve anything. Everything. For Krishna's pleasure, we have to take some risky in your life. More you take responsibilities, more you can get mercy. Those are easy going persons. They can't achieve anything. Materially or spiritually. Materially or spiritually. Those devotees, according to their love, according to their percentage of love, percentage of surrender, percentage of love, percentage of faith, they are always ready to do something for Krishna. We can see in the Maharaj's case, there is so much love, they knowingly, they know very well Kaliya's poisonous, Kaliya's lake, this water within the lake is very poisonous, Kali is very dangerous. But we have to save Krishna. We have to help Krishna. Krishna is my son. Krishna is full of opulent. Krishna is self-sufficient. Krishna is everything. He had everything. He have everything. In future also. Everything. He is full of opulent. But our duty to show our love for Krishna. Like a small child, he just bringing money from his father's pocket and buying some toffee, some chocolates, again offering to his father. Father became happy. Oh, he is obedient, sir. He has love for me. Even a common, we can take a small common example. Krishna is supplying everything. Materially and spiritually, like we are spiritual. We are inclined with spiritual connections, or we have some inclination towards spiritual things. And we recognize ourselves as a spiritual person. Still Krishna is supplying prasadam, association, place. Everything Krishna is supplying. But what we are doing for Krishna? What? We are trying to do something for Krishna? Did we try? What we had done for Krishna? And what I have planned for future? A material person, materially attached person, for he is always a future plan. He had done so many material things, but still he has some future plan. Okay, I have to do something for Krishna. I said something for my family. A devotee must have such plan. Must. He have to make some plan for future. Okay, in this life at least I have to do something for Guru and Krishna. Yes, unless you take some risky and you can get like a realization. You can get mercy. Gold is nice. Gold looks nice. Unless you put in fire, you can't recognize whether he is pure or not. When you are taking some risky for Guru, for Krishna, then everyone recognize how much pure you are, and you also yourself recognize where this is my purity. This is my surrender. This person is I am surrendered to Krishna. Yes. Nanda Yashoda and then Nanda Maharaj and the elder gopas, they are ready to enter into the Kaliya. Kaliya water. They know, although known that Kaliya is very dangerous. Poisonous water is there. But I have to say Krishna. Krishna is my son. Who can serve Krishna? Krishna is serving the whole world. But this is out of love. Out of love. Like Gurudev used to say, why you are thinking you are doing service? Krishna is giving chance to serve us. You understand? Like sometimes devotee is saying, I don't want to serve. You don't want to serve. What does it mean? Krishna already rejects you. Therefore, this mentality is coming to you. I don't want to serve. That means Krishna don't want your service. Therefore, this mentality is coming. I don't want to serve. Okay. If you don't want to serve, it doesn't mean no one is there to serve Krishna. When this mentality is coming, when Krishna reject, Guru reject, your mentality becomes so strong, your decision becomes so, I don't want to serve. Okay. This is coming from Krishna. Krishna is not accepting your service. Krishna is very powerful. But still you see, from Bajranav have, like, how can you say, some empowered deities. He just, by his pure devotional mode, by his purity, by his affection, manifested so many deities like Govind, Gopinath, Madan Mohan. Originally they are from Bajrana. How can you say Bajrana means Krishna's grandson, Bajrana. Madan Mohan, in Vrindavan, Didavji, Gopishwar Mahadev, many deities, Vrindadevi, and also our Srinathji. All deities. So when Muslim matter, we can discuss about like Srinathji, Nathdwar, he is now in Nathdwar, Rajasthan. He was waiting, he was within the conscious, within this mud, within the soil, he is covered with soil, with many trees. And when Madhavendra Puri, he just came to Vrindavan. And he personally coming and informing. You come and I am within this soil, within the ground, within the earth. Please you just remove from this earth and make arrangement. He is so powerful. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita this is mentioned. And Krishna is mentioning to, in dream, Krishna is mentioning to Madhavendra Puri, I am waiting when you come. I am waiting. I am voting. Krishna is so powerful. He has no power. He has no power to come out from this earth. Muslims, did Muslims have power to attack Krishna? Why Krishna is performing all these leelas? He wants to show, because his woe is different. You see how a devotee is, even he don't want his personal woes, personal sadhans, personal, you can say like personal attachment for this sadhans. I have to chant this much round, I have to do this much parikrama. I will not speak so many things, I don't want to beg from others. Madhanta Praja is like that. He is mouni, he is very silent. And he don't want to ask from anyone. Akinchana. If someone has voluntarily give you something, he is accepting. Otherwise, he is not going to beg. But for Krishna's pleasure, you have to. Krishna is testing his love. This is love. This is love. He don't want to associate with anyone. But you see, personally coming Krishna and saying, hey, deliver me and arrange seva for me. And Madhavendra Puri, he knows. He don't want to accept disciples. He don't want. So much disciples. But what to do for Krishna? Only two disciples before Ishwar Puri and Ramchandra Puri. But when he manifested this Sridhar deities, then he's bound. He's bound to accept disciples. There is no other way. Otherwise, who will continue Lord service? He is Uttam Adhikari. You cannot say Adhikari. He is Adhikari. He is an associate of Krishna. Who will take care of my entities? Who will take care of my Guru's duties? And he has virakti. You know, there is like Bhajanandis, they are materially detached, frustrated with all material things. They are very, like Gorgisadasa Babaji Maharaj. They don't want to see the face of karmis. They don't want to associate with anyone. No. Oh man, anything. No. Money. They have no relations. Even, you know, within crematory place, when people is coming and they are performing some crematory performances. Crematorium. They are just throwing their cloths. You know, they are throwing their cloths. Rejected cloths. Like the beds they are using. Like this person, before give up his body, before using this dress, this bed, they are give up. They are just throwing in the crematorium place. And Gorkishwara Sivaji Maharaj is collecting all these dresses, all these bed seats, and washing in Ganga and sleeping. But he don't want. He don't want from rich persons. He don't want to see. Madhavendra Puri was like that. But Krishna came. You can't keep your words. No, you are Krishna's servant. If Krishna want, okay. Who want to? Prabhupada wants? He's 70-year-old, everyone wants Vrindavan, but you see, for Guru's pleasure. For Guru's pleasure. We are young, many ISKCON devotees, they are young. And they want their retirement from service and they want to stay in Vrindavan. The Prabhupada just went. This is love. Love is different things. Love means you cannot keep any particular vows. Love means you can do anything for Krishna. Anything but Krishna. This is love. And you have to accept disciples. Who will take care? You have to keep cows. Because Srinath, Gopal means cow is required. Krishna is there means cow is required. Sweet milk, corn. Then, keeping cows. All Brajavasis is giving one cows. Who is taking cows? Who will take care of your cows? Madhavendra Puri, he was alone, before very silent, he was not associating anyone. He's like Virakti Anandi. He don't want to associate with anyone. Now he's bound to accept disciple. Therefore, he's initiated Brajavasi Brahmins, and bring to them Vaishnava culture. although you are Brahmin, but still you have to come to Vaishnava culture. Prabhupada mentioned that thing. Even you are Brahmins and Brajavasi Brahmins, but still you have to take initiation. You cannot say, I am Brahmin, no. Vaishnava is different. And I initiated. And what to speak of initiation? Accepting disciples and giving responsibilities. Now you take care of my duties. And this is Krishna's test. This is Krishna's test. Krishna, if you have attachment for Krishna, you have love for Krishna, Krishna wants to measure it. Krishna wants to test it. Krishna wants to release it. Krishna wants to reciprocate it. Love. Krishna wants to see actually whether he is loving me or showing the loving nature. Showing. I am a lover of Krishna. Krishna wants to test. And he achieves success in his life. And he said, okay, you just arrange sandalwood, Malay sandalwood, very rare sandalwood. You cannot find anywhere in Vrindavan. You have to come to South India. Then, who, at that time, nowadays, before this, early days, actually kings and lord, they are using the sandalwood paste. Kings and lords. Very expensive. This is Malaya sandal. And in winter, servants, king servants, they are just preparing sandalwood and smearing over queen's body, king's body. Smearing. Krishna is testing. Okay. Before you don't want to associate with anyone, now you have to associate with Visay, king. Then he found out, where I can find this Malaya sandal? In Jagannath Puri. You see, before he was not begging one arm from anyone, one handful rice from anyone, one handful something grains from anyone. Now he is coming for sandalwood. This is love. This is love. Love is different. Love is like flow. You can check it. You have to do it. There is love, there is no laziness. There is love. Love means no laziness. No tired. Prabhupada saying, you feel tired? Tired means no service. You have no love. There is tired. Material we are tired. But in service, we don't feel tired. Material, we may feel tired. You understand? We are going to office, whole day we are working, like therefore like, Karma people, Saturday and Sunday, they are sleeping more. They are tired. But in service, there is no such things. If you have love, what is the question? Radharani ever says, I am tired. How many hours Radharani used to sleep at night? You don't know. Whole life. You know, from evening 6, she usually she was preparing different cakes, sweets, because she had to go to Kunja with many sakis and evening. And after Kutila Jatila, they took rest night time. And with all these sweets, all these cakes, went to Kunja and whole night dancing, chanting, serving Krishna, whole night, not taking rest. And only evening, 4:15 to 4:30, after Mangalarati in Kunja, Lalita Visakha Deva for Mangalarati, then Radharani returned with Sakhis. And before Jatila and Kutila wake up, is coming and sleeping, take maybe 1 hour rest. Yes. Where is that? Spiritual body. Once body becomes more spiritualized, you are eating, sleeping, mating and depending. Therefore, Prabhupada used to say, unless you are eating, sleeping, mating, depending, become zero, you are not eligible to go to Goloka Vrindavan. Yes. Eating, sleeping, mating and depending, unless it turns to zero. Zero means you cannot stop your eating, means minimum. Minimum. Not more. This is a spiritual life. You can't eat more because by your habit, by practice, like practice, habits, practice, you can increase it, you can decrease it. Eating, sleeping, mating and depending, it depends on your practice. Yes. It depends on practice. If you want to minimize, you can minimize. If you want to increase, you can increase. Should be poor. This is the law. No retirement. No voluntary retirement. No official retirement. You understand? Guru will not allow you. Krishna will not allow you. Okay, now you are official retirement. No. You want service up to your death. Because you want to extend. You want to serve mercy. No official retirement. No, sometimes we are saying in India, retired brahmacharis. Retired sannyasis. Okay, retired means from institutional point of view, you cannot go for preaching. But in seva, in bhajan, no retirement. Love is there, you cannot sit. If you have love, you cannot sit. If you want to show me, I can show you. You just come to village, I can show you. 75 year old man, women. They are collecting steel, dry woods for cooking. They are preparing cowdung cake. They are taking care of their children, grandchildren. They have love. They cannot sit. If you have love, you cannot sit. Why laziness is coming? Laziness, it is negative of, opposite of love. Lust, more anger, more greed, laziness. Lethargy, this tendency. Weakness, feeling, always weakness. This thing, it does not. Someone is saying, I am weak. Why you are weak? You are eating 2 times. Why you are feeling weak? Why you are feeling weak? Sanatana Goswami, they are not eating like full plate of rice, only little chapati, but still they are performing parikrama. Govardhan, and at that time, Govardhan was not like that. Govardhan parikrama was not like that. Radius was more wide. It's radius. It is more. Yes. So they are not eating so much. It's love. When love is there, but you will not create a problem. Yes. Even by love, you can conquer your body, you can conquer your mind, you can conquer your senses. Love. So powerful. Krishna wants that thing. Where is retirement? No official retirement, no voluntary retirement, no rest. No rest. Nothing else. This is love. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu narrating the story of Madhavendra Puri and hearing from Nityananda Prabhu in Ramuna, in Balasya. And Mahaprabhu saying to Nityananda, Nityananda, just consider how he is fortunate. 3 times Madhavendra is speaking about Madhavendra Puri. How he was fortunate. Even Krishna personally 3 times came in dream to test him. And Madhavendra Puri gets success in his life. Madhavendra Puri never complained, okay, I don't want to associate with anyone. I cannot go to Vrindavan. Jagannath Puri to bring Malaya sandalwood. No, I have to go. This is love. You know, you cannot do something against your nature. Sometimes they are saying, I don't like. Eh? This is not my nature. Whereas sometimes they are saying, this is not my nature, I don't like. No, this is material consideration. This is material consideration. Whether you like or don't like. Whether nature is permitting, allowing, or cooperating, love means you have to do. If once love means unconditional. No condition. Unconditional. And Mahaprabhu saying, 3 times Krishna light tested him. And came personally in dream. Once came. Just remove me from this earth. From this side. Second time, again sending. Just go to. go and brings Malay sandalwood. And third time, again in Ramuna. Any Ramuna in Balaswar, here in Orissa. Again coming in dream, Srinath, and saying, no, 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 no. Please don't come here. It's a risky job. Gopal knows. I'm not different from this Gopinath. You can smear this sandalwood there. So that I can get all these things. I can get this sandalwood. You smear. And my body and Gopinath's body is not different. We are saying my deities, my personality deities. We are saying sometimes. My deities. After this was Madhavendrapur's deities. Now Madhavendrapur's deities is saying, no. Madhavendrapur, Gopal is saying, you should smear the sandal paste over the body of Gopinath. The test. Yes. And he put. And some persons, they are preparing sandal paste and smearing over the body of Gopinath. Yes. Which Gopal knows. Very risky job. But he is trying his best to please me. Yes. When love is there, you can take heavy risky in your life. If you don't have love, you want a easy life, always you will avoid everything in Krishna consciousness. You want to avoid trickily or knowingly or due to laziness. Yes. No retirement, no voluntary retirement, no official retirement, no rest. Yeah, this is life. This is Krishna consciousness. Always, you know, one term is there in English, energetic. Energetic. Yes. You can see the heroes, film heroes. I don't know whether in Dutch, in Holland, the heroes, like English, film. Film heroes. You can see, even their world, you can see their hair, their style, their living style. It depends always. They feel we are heroes, we are not ordinary people. Even their world. You can see, still they are maintaining, they are going to. Gym. Still they are preparing special dress, they are just bringing their dress from London, from this Paris, from there. They are heroes. Still their world. Yeah. Still some more, they are maintaining some standard. Our life is like that. If you have love, you have affection. You are always like that, always energetic. It does not depend on your old, now I am 70 year old, I am weak. No, 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 this is mine. This is mine. Yet it's showing, it's indicating we have no love for Krishna. If you have love for Krishna, Krishna will give you immense strength. Immense strength. You see in case of Prabhupada, is it possible for anyone in 70 year old is sleeping 3 hours and translating all these books? All these are not books actually. They are shastras. Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. You cannot change something, you cannot add something. You have to translate as it is, and especially to English language. And translation means it's only for not only for devotees, it is for whole mankind. And some suitable, spiritual, favorable word is required so that it penetrates someone's heart, all these spiritual words. How it is possible for some? Is a person is in 70-year-old world, love. Is love. Blessings, parampara's blessings, love. Love makes impossible to possible. Therefore, Nanda Maharaj said, no, I will enter. But Balaram seeking. Balaram also is lover. He is lover of Krishna. Yes. Therefore, he checking Gopas, Prabhupada mentioning here. Srila Sanatana Goswami explained that Lord Balaram checked some of the coward men by speaking to them, speaking, giving consolation. Don't go there. Krishna is very powerful. Kali is poisonous. Water is poisonous. He don't bother. He already killed Putana, speaking like that. And others by physical holding that. Physically holding with his hand, just saying, no, you cannot go. He's not allowing someone. Speaking to someone, giving instructions and physically holding someone. And third one, by casting upon his potent smiling glance. Smiling glance. Potent smiling glance. He smiled in such a way, and other gopas, they understand, or there will be no problem for Krishna. They feel like that. Okay. We want to serve Krishna, but as Balaram indicating by his smiling, Krishna will not face any problem. By these three way, the gopas, Balaram, checked the elder gopas. They are so their heart is endowed with so much love. So Balaram just check it. No, you can't go.
Itam so gokulam mananyam gatim nirikyam sastri kumara mati dukhitamatma hetu agnyaya martya padabim manuvartamanah Stitva muhurtam uditam stirtva muhurtam uditishtada duragabandat.
The Lord remained for some time within the coil of serpents and imitating the behavior of an ordinary mortal. Actually, Krishna at that time, he was sewing, he was performing such a drama, such an action. Everyone think, oh, he's a small guy, he's a mortal being, he's now within problems. Looks like before. No one knows. This is Jogamaya's, we can say this is like Jogamaya's influence. Although all the gopas, gopis, cowboys, they already experienced how Krishna saved them from many dangers. But now they are not realizing. They are not experiencing all these things. Oh. They saw how Krishna was playing fearlessly on the chest of Putana. They had all the experience, how Krishna is saved from Agasur, but still, by Jogamaya's potence, they are not understanding anything. But Krishna, sometimes he was within the coil of Kaliya and acting like an ordinary mortal being. But when he understood that the women, children, other residents of his village of Gokul were in acute distress because of their love for him, yes, Krishna understand. Krishna is absolute. Don't, like Gurudev used to say, don't try to cheat Krishna. You can cheat, Prabhupada also, I was preparing one course, Prabhupada saying that. You can cheat everyone. All are ordinary person, but Krishna is a special. Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. You cannot cheat him. You can cheat everyone. You can cheat him most. You can see till most learned person in this world. But not Krishna. Because why? You can see to others because they are not in our inside. But Krishna is in our inside. He is giving strength, he is giving intelligence. And who is giving intelligence? How can you cheat him? He is giving intelligence. You cannot cheat him. He knows everything. And Krishna immediately understands, oh, the women, the children, the Brajvasis, the gopis, residents of his village of Gokul were in acute distress because of their love for him. Krishna immediately understands. Nanda Maharaj want to enter. Nanda Maharaj and all the elder gopas, they want to enter into the lake. And friends already fainted, cows are now crying. In Yashoda, Yashoda and the elder gopis, their situation is just like a doll standing. Many dolls standing. Their situation is like that. Krishna looks like motionless and all elder gopis, their situation is just like. And gopis, situation of gopis, they are just crying and remembering Krishna's pastimes. So this is Krishna easily understand my villagers, my friends, gopis, lovers, everyone now acquired a called tongue of separation, distress. So their only shelter and goal in life, he immediately rose up from the bondage of Kaliya servant. Yes. The Jogmaya, controlling all these leelas, and immediately Jogmaya just indicating Krishna, Krishna, this is just very dangerous time, unless you came out from the bondage of Kaliya, maybe all these gopis may give up their life. One can check. Yes. This is life. This is actual life. Without Krishna, life is useless. Useless. For others, those are enjoying material things. For them, this is not a problem. They have different enjoyment. They are like, they don't know what is life. We know what is life. They don't know what is life. Karmi, they don't know what is life. What is the will of human being? And we know, therefore our life is very, we can say like, very bright future we have. And we have to develop our seriousness. Without Krishna, life is useless. Always we have to remind one thing. Without Krishna service, without Krishna consciousness, without some affection and love for Krishna, life is useless, miserable. Yes. We have to realize. Others, they can't realize. A devotee, actually a serious devotee can't realize. Why so many problems coming to our life, even in devotional life? Why so many problems coming? Why so many enmity? Why so many hatreds? All these problems coming. Krishna is not testing us. We are not in that standard. Like lamentations, enmity, problems coming for a pure devotee. It's created by Krishna. But actually, we are in form of a devotee, but we don't want to serve Krishna. Outside, like our mood, like outside, we are showing that we are a spiritual person, but inside our intention is different. Therefore, all these problems is coming. Spiritual life is Krishna, bas. Guru and Krishna, Guru and Krishna. How to please, do something for Guru and Krishna. Try your best to do something. Otherwise, life is useless. Krishna knows these things. If you don't come out from the coil of Kaliya, maybe all these Vrajvasi, they will give up their life. They know very well. So come out. Because they know. Krishna, I am the only destiny of these Vrajvasis. They have so much love and affection for me. If some separation, how can I say, if the separation mode become increased, maybe they give up this body. Actually, one verse is there. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, that verse is there. When separation becomes Suddha Jam, Jamba Nadi Hema Sei Prema Nurloke Nahai, Jadi Hai Tarjuk Nahai Kabhu Bihog, Bihog Hele Kabhu Naji Hai. This love is just like the gold within the sky, within the heaven. Here, gold is different. You understand? Within this material world, this gold is different. Impure gold, always. You can find some impurities. But the gold is available in heaven. It's called Jambu Nadi. There is a river, it's called Jambu. And the ornaments, the golden ornaments, demon and demigods using all these golden ornaments made of this gold. They're just only approaching this river, going shore of this river, again it's embankment of the river and just seeing like river, we want gold. And this gold called Jambu. Jambu Nadi gold. And pure love is like that, not mixed with anything. And say prema nolokena. Pure love is not available in this world. Very rare. And if someone achieved this pure love, if someone had achieved this love, jadi hai tar jog, nahe kabhi bhi ho, Once you achieve this love, there is no question of separation. And if separation mode will come, he cannot give, he cannot keep his life, he cannot give up his life. If he, separation mode means, oh, I cannot get Krishna, I cannot serve Krishna. If this type of mode will come, he may give up his life. He feel like that, like Radharani, gopis. Actually, they want to die, they want to enter Jamuna. Many times, they prepare themselves, let's come and drown within the Jamuna. What is the value of this life? One of them, among the sakhis, only one sakhis, she is always giving instructions. Okay, you are all you are wants your happiness because you are in separation. You want to enter into the Jamuna. You want to drown yourself within the Jamuna water. You want to give up this body. Okay, this is. Your happiness, but if tomorrow Krishna will come, what will happen? Who will serve Krishna? Because Krishna said, tomorrow he will come. When Krishna went to Mathura, what he said to gopis, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, I will come tomorrow. I will come soon. And gopis, they are ready to give up their body within the Jamuna water. Among all gopis, one gopi just reminded, hey, you are so bogus. You are suffering. For your pleasure, you want to give up this body. But you don't think about Krishna's pleasure. If tomorrow Krishna will come, Krishna said. And Krishna is absolute. He can't tell lie. If tomorrow he will come, what will happen? Then all gopis, immediately, this rush towards their homes. Like Kunjas, they are not at that time, they are staying in Kunjas. Krishna went to Mathura, they give up their house. Bas. They are staying within the Kunjas, different. Kunjas, you understand? How can you say in English? Yeah, Kunjas. Huh? Yeah. Like Lalita Kunja, Visakha Kunjas. Within the place, like a small, natural, water hut, different flowers. Why they staying in Kunjas? Because Krishna already, Krishna wants to always please to Lalita, Visakha, Radharani, went to different Kunjas. And they are within these Kunjas and reminding Krishna Leelas. They rush towards Kunjas and changing their dress. Just before a few minutes, they are ready to give their body. But once they hear, tomorrow may Krishna come, who will give pleasure to Krishna? Immediately they are now preparing. They are changing their dress now, they are just dressing nicely and ready to serve Krishna. Yeah, tomorrow will be good. Sometimes they are not eating, they are crying, they are not eating, they become so thin. Huh? So thin. They are not eating anything. And one gopi just saying, hey, if you become thin, and how can I say, like, you lose your beauty. If tomorrow Krishna will come, if Krishna will look towards you, then what will happen? Krishna will feel distress. Oh, these gopis in separation, without food, without water. Their form is like that, their beauty is like that. If Krishna, he came and he just watched us and feel distress. What is the value? What is the value of our life? Then immediately gopis, they rush towards the conscious and they're eating. This is love. This is love. This is different, we can say. This is topic of spiritual world. This is topic of spiritual world. And we are discussing, or we are leading our life in material world. Whether Krishna is happy or not, that is different business. I want my happiness. I like this always. Who knows? And who knows? And actually, who is developing this mood? Whether Krishna like it or not? No. Therefore, Krishna is worried. He's worried now. Oh, all gopis, all gopas, all kavadavas, they're real lover. True lover. If in this time, I'll fly in different way. For more time, I'll be within this Kaliya's coil. Maybe they will give up their bodies. Yes. Without Krishna, then was only. Krishna knows very well and Gopabajvas know very well. Without Krishna, they don't want to. They don't want to stay in this world. And Krishna knows without Vajvasis, my life is useless. Krishna is thinking like that. Bhakta pranahi Vaishnava. Krishna pranahi Vaishnava. Yes. Krishna is creating such a big world, big universe. Many agars, many queens, full of opulence. But his life and soul, like we have soul. Soul is existing, therefore body is existing. And Krishna's, his mood is like that. His super soul, not within the super soul, some soul is there. His super soul, his eye, his hair, his nail, his ear, everything is super soul. But he's saying, still I have one life. I am living due to this life. What is that life force? Vishnu. Vishnu is my life. Yes. Tumar hudaya sada govinda visra. Govinda kahena mama Vaishnava para. Govinda is saying, Vaishnava is my life. And so on. This is Govinda's statement. Who constantly, who just give up everything materially. Give up his body, give up other ideas. He give up everything and constantly thinking about Krishna and Krishna's service. And you want to please Guru and Krishna. How is it possible Krishna can forget such person? You feel indebted. Everything, no. Vaishnava is my life and soul. Vaishnava is my life and soul. Everyone, up to demigod, up to Indra, up to Brahma, everyone is worried for themselves. Everyone. No one is free. From animal to, you can just, not in this world, up in heaven also. Everyone is worried for themselves. But a pure devotee is always worried for Krishna, therefore he is pure. Why he is pure and why we are unpure? Simple thing. More you are worried about yourself means you are not pure. Bas. You want to know who is pure, you don't pure. Bas. Simple definition. No need to see sastras. Bas. It's practical. How much you are worried for yourself? I am weak, I am diseased person, what to do, what will happen? Forget. This is body, your soul. How you are worried for Krishna? I have to do something for Krishna. This is the nature of a pure. Everyone is worried about their body, their future, their maintenance, their work balance. they are worried always. But only the pure devotee is always worried. How to give pleasure to Krishna? How to give pleasure to Krishna? Therefore he is pure. Therefore he is pure devotee. No other thought, no other idea, no other desire, no other hankerings, then to please Guru and Krishna. Bas. This is Brajavasis. This is Brajavasis. They're pure devotees. Yes, Balram. Krishna. Balram just check Gopas and Krishna understand. Oh, Balram saved. He saved Brajavasis. But it is very difficult. Even for me, what to speak of Balram? To check the flow of Brajavasis' love. They are real lover. They can do anything. They have pure love. If separation will come, they may give up this. Therefore, you know, 10 dasas, that is called the 10 dasas. How can you say dasa means condition? Spiritual ecstasy, there is 10 conditions. And last condition is? Don't know. Last condition. This give up body. They give up body with separation. Yes, they give up body. which separates. Therefore, Krishna just came out from Kali and start to dance. Tomorrow we'll hear again. With left hand, he just press Kali's hood and jump over it and start to dance. You see, all gopis, they're in lamentation, they're in distress. But Krishna wants to show him, I am in such position, why you are worried? I'm just enjoying. Don't worry. And also giving such blessings to Kaliya. Yes. He wants to give blessings to Kaliya. Tomorrow we'll hear. Hare Krishna. Jai Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai Srila Prabhupada Gurudev ki jai. Jai Srila Gurudev ki jai.